public opinion polls have not been kind to the LDP or the last three prime ministers, so it's nothing new. The LDP under former Prime Minister Koizumi was quite popular until 2005, but it's had lackluster leadership, and of course the economic crisis has not helped.
Can you describe Japan's economic state right now?
Japan is one of the countries that has been hardest hit by the economic crisis. This is not because it has toxic assets, but because the exports have suffered so badly in the last two quarters. But it will probably recover at the beginning of next year, but not a strong recovery.
Who is possibly going to benefit from the LDP's demise, should that occur?
The opposition party is the Democratic Party, but that's not a particularly popular party either. The public opinion polls that I've seen show maybe 25% for the LDP, 30% for the Democratic Party. It's not a situation where there's likely to be a really clear-cut victor.
How long has the LDP actually been the ruling party in Japan?
For most of the period since 1955.
So this would be a monumental change, you think?
No, it'll be a kind of minimal change. In a sense, the opposition party also is a split off from the LDP. There could be some realignment of parties, but it's the same basic elite that has governed Japan for some time.
If the electorate is split, as you suggest, would there be a coalition of some sort?
Well, that's one possibility. You could have the existing parties coalesce. You could have some kind of new party emerge that would be, in effect, a coalition of some elements of both parties. There could be other forms of coalition. But nobody will really know until the election takes place, and we're able to see what kind of representation each party has.
In any event, whoever would prevail come out on top. Do you expect any change in domestic or international policy?
No, this is what I was saying. There's some posturing. There is some posturing on the U.S.-Japan alliance issues. There's posturing on economic policy. But much of the running of the government is done by the bureaucracy rather than the politicians. Among the politicians, there's a basic political consensus on the big issues, including the importance of the relationship with the United States.
But do you anticipate any fundamental change in economic policy that would improve the economic climate in Japan?
No, I think the what Japan is waiting for is a change in the economic environment from the outside. I don't see any significant change in economic policy. And this is, in fact, Japan's dilemma. That no matter who's been ruling politically, the changes of policy have been very slow, very grudging, very incremental. And so Japan is not one of the economies that we think of as highly responsive to crises.